This is Freedom ERP with a member podcast from AboveTopSecret.com in reply to Zaneless's podcast, Can Anything Change?, where member Zaneless talks about what can the American people do to change the political climate, and can you change your anything to do regarding your government, and how long before they do anything to help themselves. An interesting subject, Zaneless. I have to start with the view that the government that the American people have, and let's be brutal, throughout the whole world, is the direct responsibility of the people that have voted. Those people have voted for governments. They have given them, in many instances, mandates to do these things. So it's interesting that people would say, well, how can we change things? Does change typically comes from people starting to disagree, or an individual disagreeing with what's going on with their government in general? So one of the simplest ways to get things to change is, A, I think you're absolutely right. You have to get out there. You have to start speaking. You have to start putting your head above the parapet and telling people why you think things should change. That's one area. The other area is to say, well, actually, I'm going to stand for some kind of office and I'm going to make a change that way. I'm not sure if that was the way you were going. I think if I listened to your podcast, it was sort of more just a general thing. I know you were saying very much that, you know, you're prepared to put your head above the parapet and start saying these things. But, you know, one of the obvious ways is to stand up, be counted, and then start telling people what you believe and maybe where they should be thinking of and what they should be thinking of when they vote. The other one is, can you change? Let's take, for example, the US, as I guess that's where you come from, based on your accent. But, you know, how do you change the Democratic and Republican political machines? Shockingly, I suspect as an individual, you probably don't. So therefore, you have to say, well, can anything actually happen with the way that America's been governed and the policies that the Republicans have today, and another president and another legislation will have potentially after the general election in November? I'm going to turn around and say I very much doubt it. I think it'll be shades of the same type of policies. Yes, there are political differences between the Republicans and the Democrats, but, you know, for the things that really affect people day on day, like the cost of living, like the cost of gas or petrol, like freedoms being eroded, I suspect you're not going to see a lot of change between having a Republican president and a Democratic president. So if you sort of take that out of the equation, Zaneless, interesting, what are you left with? How do you go about changing the government, and how do you change people? Well, it's probably quite difficult to change the perceptions of people, because probably most of the mainstream media is allied to either the Democrats or the Republicans. I don't see in North America an independent or politically independent news organization. They all carry water for a particular political leaning, be it Republican, be it Democrat. And then I think even within those definitions, you're going to get people who are going to be on the left and right of those respective parties. So, yeah, to actually change, you know, the viewpoint of the American people is very difficult. I grant you things like AboveTopSecret.com, which is where you're listening to this podcast from. So if you want to know more about Above Top Secret, come to www.AboveTopSecret.com. Yes, we are politically neutral. Or the site is, the people on the site will always have a viewpoint and people will always have a view of what they want to do. But, you know, this is an area where people start to listen. How many mainstream people are going to be listening to this, are going to listen to your podcast, my podcast? Well, hey, they'll probably listen to my podcast and think, hey, this guy doesn't speak with an American accent. What can he tell me? Hey, if that's what you want to think, you're going to think it. All I'm saying is, I have a viewpoint and I have the opportunity to express it. So I think you're right. It's an uphill challenge that potentially the American people have. And I would have to turn around and say, certainly the British people have the similar challenge. And how do you actually get people to change? Because you have to think about it. You either vote and you vote for the candidates that are presented to you. typically in the US, that's going to be a Republican, a Democrat, maybe a Libertarian, depending on where you're based, and maybe an independent candidate. So you might have, you know, between two and four candidates to vote for. You know, and I think most people, if they go to the polling station and they get in front of there and they're either going to cast their vote electronically or they're going to cast their vote, you know, using the old-fashioned way of a cross on a piece of paper, it's most people, I suspect, will be saying, well, I'm going to vote on what affects me right now. And I wonder how many people, when they're sitting there, say, actually, it doesn't matter whether I vote Libertarian, whether I vote independent, or whether I vote another party, nothing's going to change because the vast majority of people will vote either Democrat or Republican. So if we sort of take the scenario of, well, how do you change things with the US people and make the US people think about things? If you take out the fact that most mainstream media is out, and as soon as you start doing things on, say, some of the alternative media, and you get to a threshold that mainstream media is going to be marginally interested in it, I suspect that most mainstream media is going to be shooting you down, trying to make you look stupid, trying to say, look, here's some cranks, here's some weirdos, here's some extremists. I suspect if you get too far down that road, I suspect some of the legislation under the Patriot Act will then start to be enacted, and some of those people will then be arrested. They'll be called terrorists. They'll be doing things that aren't regarded as in the good of the greater American people. So I suspect, Zaimless, where I'm going with this one is, I suspect, and I would have to say the same thing in the UK to a degree, but I'll clarify that in a moment, that you're stuffed, shockingly. I can't see how you can change that unless you go back to what you did in 1776 and have a full-blown revolution and say, right, we are going to overturn the government in a much more dramatic way. And, you know, potentially, if I was an American citizen, have I just now come onto the radar of plenty of those nice computers at Homeland Security in the US because I've mentioned the word, let's have a revolution? I'd like to think that freedom of speech is available enough that that won't happen. But I just wanted to clarify a point that in the UK, we have a culture of a lot more political parties at almost every level of government. It's like if I go and vote for one of my MPs, which would be similar to either a representative or a senator in the US sense, not only will I have maybe the three main political parties in the UK, that being the Conservatives, the Liberal and Social Democrats, there is a high chance I'm probably going to have between two and five other candidates, ranging from maybe people who like the BNP, the Green Party, the UK Independence Party. And then there may even be another tier. Oh, and of course, we'll have people from the Monster Raving Loony Party. And if you're listening to this podcast, go and Google Monster Raving Loony Party. Just do it. These people, they're colourful characters. They go and stand at every general, every by-election. In the UK, you have to put a deposit down when you say you want to be on the ballot paper. If you don't get a certain percentage of the votes, and hopefully someone will tell me what that is, you lose your deposit. Basically, the Monster Raving Loony Party, I don't think have ever got their deposit back. So, but they just make UK politics and the announcement of the elections, they just make it slightly more fun. But so you've got these major, they've got these the major parties, the minor parties. No disrespect if you support one of them, but in reality, it is a minor party. And then you might have single issue candidates who may also stand. So I suppose when I go, maybe in 2010 to the next general election the UK are going to have in my area, potentially at to elect somebody to my parliament, I may have somewhere between four and eight people to vote for. So I just think that's a bit of a difference. And then as you come down the political tiers, that will fluctuate, but typically as you go down even locally, you still may get three or four people who are wanting to become maybe a district councillor or a county councillor or a parish councillor. But so where have I been going for the last 10 minutes? And maybe Zaimless is thinking, golly, where is this guy going? It's basically to say, from a looking in perspective, I think Zaimless is absolutely right that the American people have got to wake up and say, do we agree with what governments are doing on our behalf? I wonder how many of them have the mechanism to go out and actually look for a different way to do things, particularly if they're, say, watching the TV, watching the major news programs, and maybe if they're getting a newspaper, you know, their political views, you could almost say, could be governed by what news channel they watch and what paper they get. So how are you actually going to go about bringing a different view or making people think about things in a very different way? Hey, that's me over. It's about 10 minutes, 30 seconds. This has been Freedom ERP with a member podcast reply to Zameless's Can Anything Change podcast.